I'm Nikki Ouellet with Montana News. When you think of ski season, you probably think of people skiing downhill. But using skis to hike uphill has increasingly become a sport of its own.
Whitefish in particular has a very strong community for that.
Nick Palumbis is the director of marketing and sales at Whitefish Mountain Resort. The resort instituted a winter uphill policy in 2009 to better manage where and when people were hiking up to avoid collisions with downhill riders and snowmaking equipment.
Yeah, we're real proud of this policy, and we're real proud of our ability to, you know, embrace this community and have this and offer it. It's just we also need to make sure we're making this as safe as possible for everybody.
Other ski hills in Montana, like Big Sky Resort, allow uphill hiking, also called alpine touring, but require hikers to buy a day or season pass. At Whitefish, hiking to earn your turns is free. Palumbis says hundreds of people were hiking up the mountain in the weeks leading up to opening day using adhesive mohair strips along the bottoms of their skis to stick to the snow. But now that the mountain is open to downhill skiers, and it still hasn't snowed much, the resort has temporarily suspended uphill traffic to prevent collisions.
The mountain, actually, to the naked eye from town, looks really good. You know, it looks wintry, and there's even some snow in town. Then once you get up, it looks like there's a lot of snow on the front side of the mountain, but its looks are pretty deceiving.
Bits of grass and the tops of small trees poke out of the snow halfway down some runs. Nearly the whole front face of the mountain is closed until storms bring in enough new snow to cover them up. And elsewhere, snowmaking guns run 24/7, fanning man-made snow onto easier terrain to get it open sooner. Normally, one of the designated uphill routes, the Benny Up, would march directly through this area. Palumbis says it wouldn't be safe to have steel-edged skis gliding through or over that obstacle course.
We're making snow with, you know, pressurized water and forced air. You know, it's a lot of pressure to do that and a lot of voltage, electricity to do that. So it's not something to be toyed around with. We're not just saying that to sound dangerous. It's real.
The other designated uphill route would guide hikers up one of the few open ski runs.
The last leg of the uphill route, or the first part of anybody's downhill, is the same exact spot.
Yeah, we're standing up here right now, and there's maybe 20 people lined up waiting to head on down, so it's tight.
We ski down to another area of concern on a run called Momentum.
And it's almost like half the size that it would be this trail in the middle of the winter. And the thought of putting people then going also uphill on this trail is just more than we were comfortable with.
Palumbis says he's aware of a couple of gripes about the temporary closure, including one pointing out it bars access to public lands. The resort has a permit from the Flathead National Forest for the majority of its alpine terrain. Palumbis says the resort and forest make decisions like these in partnership.
We have an obligation through our permit with the Forest Service that involves public safety, and that's what we're talking about.
Later this season, the resort will host several ski mountaineering, or SkiMo, events. The annual whiteout sends participants up, down, and across most of the resort's skiable terrain. On Wednesday nights in January, skiers can choose to hike up and ski down 1 to 3 laps as part of Race League. But until there's more snow, skiers will have to hike to earn their turns elsewhere. On Big Mountain, I'm Nikki Ouellet, Montana Public Radio.